directive information and the greatest promotion and support of patient choice. As Malcolm was just saying, the choices are increasing all the time, and the recent pictures in the screening report showing reconstruction figures in the screening cases is quite staggering. And if you looked at neoadjuvant chemotherapy, it would probably be the same. If we do, however, believe that patient choice is paramount, then we're going to have to start probably doing things differently and thinking of things in a different way. We're going to have to get better at tailoring the decision-making journey to what people want and recognising what they want. We're going to have to be more aware of what patients' preferences are, and if they have a preference which is not our preference, if they're making that decision for the right reasons for them based on correct information, then we should respect that. And we probably need some communication skills training. We need to be able to present information in a reassuring way, but an open way, so that we're not being as directive and we allow people to think through what is best for them.